Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Let me show I'm super race. And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Unfortunately, when I first came on, no one heard me as I was speaking. So I had to go about this the back door. And what I was saying was this. Have you ever wondered why the Most High is so redundant of saying the same thing over and over again? It's sort of like a lover that has been spurred by his lover. As if I took you out of Egypt, I cleaned you up, I gave you a spot, and now this life. Come on. That's why the Most High is redundant and appears to say the same thing over and over again. So listeners, it's, what can I say? I tell you what, listeners, keep that in mind. And turn to Hosea chapter 8 and see how the Most High is making accusations against us again. Set the trumpet in your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Elohim, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. Israel will cry to me. My Elohim, we know you. Israel has rejected the good. The enemy will pursue him. They set up kings, but not for me. They made princesses, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves, that they might be cut off. Your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to the innocent? For from Israel is even this. A workman made it, and it is not Yah, but the calf of Samaria, your idols, shall be broken into pieces. They sow the wind, and they reap the whirlwind. The salt has no bud. It should never produce meal. If it produces at all, aliens would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the Gentiles, and certainly we are, as I speak, like a vessel in which is no pleasure. For they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey alone by itself. Ephraim has hired lovers. What a shame. Yes, though they have hired among the nations, now I will gather them. And they shall sorrow a little because of the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim has made many altars for sin, idols. They have become for him altars for them, for him, the Elohim, altars for sin. I read for him the great things, my law, they were considered a strange thing for the sacrifices and my offerings. They sacrificed flesh and ate it. But the Elohim does not accept them. I didn't tell them to give that to me. Now he will remember that iniquity, punish their sin. They shall return to Egypt in captivity. And my, we certainly have. For Israel has forgotten the Maker and has built temples, idols, religions. Judah, which is basically the tribe of Yehuda, the Benjamites, and the Levites. Yehuda has multiplied fortified cities. But I will set fire upon his cities. And it shall devour his palaces. And certainly it did. And that's why we're in Egypt now. Truth be told. As I said, the Most High is repetitive and redundant. Because we really heard it. We were selfish. We went after other nations and their idols. We didn't appreciate what the Most High had offered us. Made us his chosen people, a peculiar people. That wasn't good enough for us. We wanted to be like other nations. We want a whole bunch of gods. Man, we are hot mess. Truth be told. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People. My name is Yom Suf Arif. I'm sorry about the feedback because of the fact I had to patch into my phone. And but nevertheless, we do the best we can with what we can. See, that's what they do all the time. I've been doing this show. They try to circumvent the truth. They try to undermine the truth. Well, he's an evil folk. But that's all right. We'll get through it. May the Most High bless you, listeners, for bearing with me. Enjoy this song. I'll be right back to bring my friend and brother home from New York City, Contrail. And he's going to go over what I've just read because we like to give you a double whammy in order for you to ascertain what's really going on. It's like that song by the average white man. You got the pieces. We want you to get everything, okay? Enjoy the song. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Open our eyes, Lord, open our eyes. and rain. Oh yeah, and all that he provided kept us good, good. Oh yeah, from the storm and the pain. Let our faith its dead breathe. Oh yeah. And after, yeah. Oh yeah. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes.
Listening to the Maria Talk, the Maria People Study Show. And my name is Yamsu Aris. I'm sorry about the feedback, but bear with me a minute, and perhaps I can get the main mic on. Okay. Unfortunately, my main mic is not working. So I'm going to ask and introduce my brother and friend from New York City, Brother Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Cartrell, can you hear me, brother? Your mic is hot. Shalom. Sister Abby, can you hear me? Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Brother Yamsu Fari. May the Most I bless you and the family that's out there that's listening in. Praise Yah.
Thank you very much, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom. Yam Supari, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. Loud and clear.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See that alphabet, boy?
The alphabets are playing tricks on me, homie, but we're going to get through this.
And why would they do that?
This little video radio talk show that's universally heard, nationally heard, you know why.
Because we the treasure. We've been uncovering the treasure, which is the word of Yah and the earth, because ain't nobody else speaking it, bro. I don't know where else you can turn to hear the word of Yah. Where else can you turn to hear the word of Yah, except for this station right here, 5 days a week.
Truth be told, my brother, brand truth be told.
Eastern time.
Yeah. Truth be told, my brother and friend.
You can't shut down the truth. No way, no how.
Bruh, the Most High said, the Most High speaks to me very quickly. He said, hold on, you know what he's doing, brother? They've been doing this to you since 2013, playing tricks on you. What you do, you call your phone, you put your phone on hold, and try your mic again, your main mic. Because you didn't have any problem with your main mic. Now you got problems with your main mic. Oh, they hate the truth. But we still here. Go ahead, my brother. Handle your business.
Listen. Why would they try to shut you down? Hosea chapter 8. Hosea chapter 8. Why would they try to shut you down today? Because it talks about them.
You already know.
It talks about them. It talks about them.
Truth be told.
Before I go into the prophet Hosea, who had to marry a harlot, Gomorrah, and don't point your finger at her, because we just like Gomorrah. She's the example of us, and the Most High is telling us to change our ways. You asked the question, why is Yah redundant? Why is he redundant? You know why he's redundant?
Because he loves us, brother.
Does he love us, because you know he knows? We hard-headed, stiff-necked, and we refuse to change our ways.
No, we are rebels. No, not us. No,
that's
be
why he's redundant.
Not the brothers that said, I'm a grown man, can't nobody tell me nothing. And not the sisters that said, can't nobody tell me nothing. I don't need no man. Oh, and not the little children say, hey, man, one of y'all telling me nothing. Not them people are you talking about, are you?
Why does y'all have to be redundant? Because he know we ain't going to listen. So guess what? He brings it from all different angles. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Habakkuk, Nahum, Ezra, Moshe. How you want to hear it? I'm bringing it to you, Israel, who I love, because I know you're hard-headed, stiff-necked. This is why y'all's redundant. Are we going to finally submit, humble ourselves, and listen to Yah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? Or are we going to follow man, who he says is like a drop in a bucket? I blow on man, and he withers and die. You following man. You fearing man. You're not fearing Yah. And he's trying to give us a chance. By being redundant, because he could have destroyed us a long time ago, right?
Exactly.
A long time ago. Y'all could have destroyed us. So, why did they try to shut you down tonight? I'm going to show you. They tried to shut us down tonight.
Okay.
The first verse, Hosea chapter 8. Put the trumpet to your lips. Who are you talking to when he tells us to put the trumpets to your lips? Who played the trumpet better than us? Come on, man.
Louis Armstrong.
He said, an eagle is over the house of Yah. Who is the eagle in earth today?
The eagle is the United States of America.
So that's why the FBI, CIA, alphabet boys try to shut you down tonight. Because that's vivid. Who's over the house of Yah?
The great old USA.
The eagle. The Eagle. The Eagle.
USA.
The Eagle is over the house of Yah. And he ain't talking about no physical building. He is talking about the people. Because it says, because the people have broken the covenant. So who's over the people who broke the covenant?
Us. We did.
The Eagle. Take out a dollar bill out your pocket and look on the back of it and tell me what you see.
The Eagle.
Okay. That's why I tried to shut you down tonight, the alphabet boy.
Yeah. He should come like an eagle against the house of the Elohim.
Ooh-wee.
No wonder they tried to shut me up, huh?
And we trying to be a part of the eagle, right? Black Lives
exactly.
Matter. Justice
hey,
for
don't
us.
Don't shoot me. Please,
no.
Please do this for
Listen.
Me. Please do that for me.
I'm not down with the eagle. You down with the eagle?
No, I'm not down with the eagle.
Listen, you ain't down with the eagle. You ain't voting.
No, I'm not down with the eagle, brother.
You ain't filling out. You ain't filling out the census report.
I'm not celebrating the 4th of July. I'm not celebrating none of that, bro. I'm not down with no eagle.
You ain't trusting the eagle that's on the back of your quarter?
No.
If you had a whole lot of quarter. Okay.
No, I ain't trusting that. My trust ain't in that. My trust is in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I ain't putting my trust in the eagle.
If I gave you a building full of quarters with eagles on the back of them, you telling me you ain't down with that?
No, I still ain't down with it. You remember that, down with it. I ain't going to laugh about that. I use it, but I ain't down with it.
And Yah said, because the people have broken my covenant. What people are we talking about? Did he make a covenant with all the nations of the earth?
You know, he's talking about us. He's talking about
the
tribes.
That's why people hate us.
Exactly.
We don't understand why people hate us. We ain't do nothing to nobody.
Well, I understand perfectly well why they hate us.
We haven't done anything to anybody.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to show you how much they hate us, listeners. And Brother Cottrell, let me interrupt you for a second. I do apologize. Let me show you how much cruelty and hate. They had to fire 3 police officers in Aurora, Colorado. They were on just like they used to do back in the day, the good old USA, when they used to lynch us out of trees and take postcards and send it to their relatives. They were imitating choking out Brother Elijah McClain. See, these are cruel, evil people. They don't love you. You keep on lying to yourselves and to each other. And that's basically all you're doing.
All I have to say to that, Brother Yam Sufari, wait until they run into an Israelite who is like Samson. Wait until they run into an Israelite brother that's like King David. Wait until they run into a brother that's like Joshua. Wait until they run into a brother that's like Moshe.
Well, they have in so many ways when I was ignorant and dark. I've called police all kind of mayhem. They couldn't hardly catch up with me.
did Moshe kill an Egyptian officer while he was in Egypt?
He certainly did.
Wait until they run into a brother like Moshe. Okay? That's all I got to say.
That's all he had to say.
whose genes you carrying around?
Say it again, my brother.
Whose genes are you carrying around?
I'm carrying genes of a peculiar people. I'm carrying genes of a chosen people. I'm carrying genes of a man called Samson.
Do you understand that?
I'm carrying genes of a man called King Solomon, the wisest man in the world. I'm carrying the genes of King David, who killed 10,000.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Now, with all that information and knowledge that you got to reconnect it with our Creator, with humility. Because we carrying around all these genes and we thinking we all that and all that. No, Musa put us on the bottom. He smashed us. He destroyed us. So the same genes we carried around of our ancient fathers, we have to reconnect with them like our ancient fathers did so that we don't get glory. No, he gives glory because he's the creator of everything. Wow. We don't understand that. And his love he's pouring out to us, even though we've been unfaithful, even though we haven't been loyal, even though we still are chasing idols. Yah's love for us is everlasting. That's why we're the only people that sing about everlasting love. You don't understand why we sing about everlasting love. You don't live forever. You might got 40, 50, 60, 70 years in you. But you're talking about I love you forever. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Make it last forever. Don't let our love end. We're the only people that understand everlasting. No other people sing about everlasting. But we got to turn that knob and connect with our Creator who promises us everlasting life. And he inspires us to sing about the everlasting because we are everlasting people in spite of what the Gentiles say. Y'all on the endangered species list. Really? Look in the mirror. Check yourself because karma's coming around to bust y'all upside your head. You can't avoid it. Can't get away from it. Yah said he's going to put the cup of fury in your hand. And that's what he's doing. Yah's putting a cup of fury in a Gentile's hand. Who are we faithful to? Are we faithful to the Gentiles and their democracy and their talk of liberty and their constitution? Or are we in line with our inheritance? Our inheritance gives us our land, our constitution, our laws, how we supposed to be living. Are you down with them or are you down with what Yah got for us? That's the choice. So Yah has the Gentiles in the division. And he says, because you have broken my covenant and rebelled against my law, Israel cries out to me. O Elohim, we acknowledge you. But Israel has rejected what is good. Do we continue to reject what is good? For us?
Yes, we do. We most certainly do.
And when we reject what is good, what happens? An enemy will pursue him. That's why we talk about hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter. Our enemies continue to pursue us, even though we know it's unjust, even though we know it's cruel, even though we know that they're never going to change. They're going to continue to pursue us as long as we reject what is good. And when we say reject what is good, you're trying to promote Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, Catholicism, and all the religions that we in. That's not good because that's not what Yah created us for. And he's telling us that we chase the idols of the nations. That's not good. What did he say? He said, they set up kings without my consent. That's where Israel comes in. Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Ephraim tried to set up kings outside of Judah. The Most High didn't tell you to set up a king outside of Judah, Joseph. Right? That's why we split into nations. This is the problem here. The Most High chose King David to be the king forever. How does Joseph come in and say, we the king now? Rehoboam, Jeroboam. They choose princes without my consent. So now we got brothers walking around. They're talking about they prince this and prince that. Did y'all approve of that? You calling yourself a prince? When we can't even call our own ancient kings by their title. You just say David or Solomon or Jeroboam and Rehoboam. You don't give them their titles by their name. So with their silver and gold, they make idols for themselves. To their own destruction. So as long as you're serving an idol, as long as you're worshiping something made by the hands of man, you're setting yourself up for your own destruction. And that's what happened to our ancient fathers in the past, which is why we're in captivity now. It says, Samaria, throw out your calf idol. My anger burns against them. How long will you be incapable of purity? And we think we're holier than thou in a land that's polluted while we worship idols. We're nowhere near being holy or pure because we don't even know the path of righteousness. But what happens? They are from Israel. So, yeah, Israel thinks they're pure and holy, but we're not. I'm holier than thou. I'm sanctified. I'm saved. And we didn't even have the script that brings us those things, salvation, purity, and holiness. This calf is a metal worker has made it. It is not God. It will be broken in pieces, the calf of Samaria. Yeah, the calf of Samaria, the calf of Babylon, the calf of Egypt, all the idols that Mosiah says, all the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from under the heavens and the earth. They sow the wind and will reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no head. It will produce no flower. Where to yield grain, foreigners will swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. This is the important thing. Are we swallowed up, Bob?
Well, by the looks of it, we most certainly are, my brother and friend. We're swallowed up, totally whole, and there ain't no head above to see nothing.
And now she is among the nations. Are we among the nations?
Are we among the nations?
Yeah.
Truth be told, my brother, truth be told.
We don't even know where our own land is, right? We think America is ours. Like something no one wants. Who wants us in these lands amongst the nation? Who wants us?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody wants us.
But they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey wandering alone. Are we wandering alone? Who's trying to help us? Who's trying to help us?
No one.
The nations from Africa are trying to help us?
No one.
The nations from Asia are trying to help us?
No one.
The nations from Europe trying to help us?
No one.
Like a donkey alone. Ephraim has sold herself to her lovers. Is that true? Do we sell ourselves?
We anxious to
open up the NBA, the NFL, baseball, entertainment. And we just entertainers trying to sell ourselves to make money, right?
That's all we doing, brother. That's all we doing.
Although they have sold themselves among the nations, which we do every day, what is Yah saying? I will now gather them together. So in spite of your agenda, what you think you want, the Most High said he's going to gather us. What you going to do when the Most High gather us?
What I'm going to do? I'm going to be happy. That's for one thing. Because then I know what tribe I'm from. I know what I'm supposed to be doing it, who I'm supposed to be doing it with, and how I'm supposed to be doing it.
So he says, though Ephraim built many offers for sin offerings, these have become altars for sinning. I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something foreign. So do we still regard the word of Yah as something foreign to us?
Oh, yeah, man. Said no more. You know what they say about you? I'm suspecting. Oh, that country, he crazy as hell. That young Sufar Reef, he retarded. they strange, truth be told.
And guess what? It ain't coming from my own mind. We reading line by line, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, prophet by prophet, right?
Truth be told, my brother and friend.
So they don't really have a problem with me or you. They have a problem with what we're exposing. And what we're exposing is really treasure, isn't it? Because nobody else is really going on this treasure hunt like me and you, right?
That's why it's an honor with you to serve the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're just like, you and I are just like Joshua and Caleb.
No doubt.
Yeah, just like Joshua and Caleb. It's an honor working with you.
And you know what I admire about white people, Europeans? You know what I admire about them?
They stick together.
Not only that, they take risks, don't
they? Yeah, they take real risks.
Yo, risk that me and you wouldn't even think about taking, right?
Truth be told.
Our people are afraid to take risk.
That's their problem.
So we following the risk takers. And these risk takers don't follow Yah. There's risk that you take with the Most High because you have faith and trust in him. Like Joshua, like Moshe, like these ancient men. They took risks. Like, yo, I'm not bowing down to your God. Throw me lions then if you want to. But I'm taking the risk that Yah is going to protect me. You can throw me in the fiery furnace.
Mordecai.
But I'm taking the risk that Yah is going to protect me.
Queen Esther, Mordecai, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Samson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But trust me, we lost that risk-taking holy bonus ability. And I see it in white people. They take risks up. That's like, y'all crazy as hell. I would never take the risk y'all be taking. But anyway, not to get off point, because they take risks they shouldn't take. They challenge y'all, and that's a risk you should never take. You challenge the Most High, you beating up his people, that's on y'all.
Yep.
So he
said the Most High.
You could divide the Most High. Yeah. They built towers in the past, like the Tower of Babel, to try to challenge y'all. Now y'all got rocket ships. Y'all take risks that nobody should take. And I admire y'all because y'all are bold as hell. Y'all challenge the Most High to his face. Y'all beating up his people, even though y'all know the truth. Y'all taking risks y'all shouldn't take. But we don't take any kind of risk at all. Yeah. So... It says, the Most High says, I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something foreign, like we do today, right? That's old testament stuff, Ark. Men can sleep with men. Women can sleep with women. LGBTQ, what you talking about? You homophobic. No, we're not homophobic. We're not homophobic. We talking about the laws of Yah. And we know that in ancient time, in Sodom and Gomorrah, men slept with men and women slept with women. And he destroyed that place. But you have no regard for the Creator because he doesn't approve that. Not in mankind nor in nature. You won't find homosexuality in the sea. You won't find lesbianism in nature. It's male and female, right?
Exactly.
Male and female. That's it. It says, though they offer sacrifices as gifts for me, like we try to do now on Shabbat and holy days, and we think we're holding that down. And though they eat the meat, guess what Yah says? Yah's not pleased with them. Why are you not pleased with us? We try to hold up the Shabbat and the holy days, and we like eating meat, thinking that we're doing Yah's law. He said, I ain't got no regard for that.
I didn't give you the authority for that. I didn't give you authority in your enemy's land to do any of that. Also,
we don't even know who the Levites are or the priests are.
Exactly.
How are we doing that and thinking that y'all going to accept that?
Exactly.
We crazy.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
He says, now he will remember their wickedness and punish their sins. Why? Because we're not doing what he told us to do. He said they will return to Egypt. We never went back into ancient Egypt like in under Joseph and Moses and that. We in Egypt now. As a matter of fact, look at Washington. They got the Egyptian monument, what they call that? The obelisk.
The obelisk.
Look in your dollar bill. They got the pyramids with the eye at the top of the pyramid.
And a pyramid.
We in Egypt again. They will return into Egypt. How did he say we're going to return to Egypt? Read Deuteronomy 28. By ship. How did we get here?
Buck naked and in chains.
Like sardines packed in a freaking can for months. Israel has forgotten their maker. Would you say that's true? How true is that statement? We calling on Jesus and Allah. We're not calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who made us? Who made us?
Abba.
And how did he make us? Do you know how he made Israel? Because we got a history of how Israel was made. Abraham's wife, Sarah, could not have children because she was too old. And Yah said, you're going to have a baby, Isaac, because you laughed at me. That's how Israel is born. That's how we were made. Israel has forgotten their maker. We are a miraculous people because we come from Sarah, don't we? Judah has fortified many towns, but I will send fire on their cities that will consume their fortresses. That's why you're all in captivity now. So both Israel. Judah and Israel, we are disconnected from our Creator. He's trying to show us how to get back. Ain't nobody else trying to tell us how to get back.
No.
White boys ain't trying to tell you how to get back. Chinese ain't trying to tell you how to get back. Jewish people ain't trying to tell you to get back. The Pope
certainly
ain't trying to tell you how to get back.
Certainly not.
Now, Sufari and Katriel are trying to tell you how to get back. And what we doing? We reading the Old Testament like nobody else will.
Book by book.
Book
chapter
by
book,
chapter.
Line
by
line. Thank you, my brother and friend. It's an honor working with you to serve the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes. You as well, Lot. Praise God. Most I bless you.
Praise God. Well, listeners, because you are a Eastern people trying to emulate a Western culture, you need to be infused with the precepts and the culture, not just black culture. This stuff they call culture in America is not culture. It's certainly not our culture. It's a hot mess, truth be told, if anything. But we're going back to our ancient fathers, one King Solomon, and he's going to fuse you with some wisdom and understanding. If you will, turn to chapter 17 of the book of Proverbs. May the Most High bless you, listeners, by the reading and studying of the Most High Word, by virtue of one of our wisest kings, King Solomon. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of fear, feasting with strife. As in most cases, what we're doing in this country, we're having all these holidays where we have a lot of feasting and strife, and sometimes some blue and white lights and some fluttering of some yellow tape. It's true. So it's best to be having a dry morsel with quietness, a quietness of spirit, because you are directed by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus you know what to do and how to do it and when to do it. You're not celebrating all these holidays that leaves you in a drunken stupor and sometimes someone dead. Truth be told. A wise servant will rule over a son who calls his shame. And a lot of our sons and daughters cause us shame now in this country, though. Truth be told. And I will share, and we'll share an inheritance among the brothers. If you have a wise servant, you can give him an inheritance, but he can't keep it once he's gone. It goes right back to the family. But then again, if you have a wise servant that is serving you, the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold. But the Elohim Yah tests the hearts. You see, I don't know what's in you. You don't know what's in me. But the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tests your heart. Not how much money you got in your pocket. Not how much you got in your bank account. Not how you think you're something special. By the virtue of what's in your heart, he tests you.
And it's not an easy test. Because when you test silver and gold in a furnace, trust me, it's really, 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 really hot.
Truth be told. And the Most High tests you. You think you're just going to get in with the Most High and you ain't going to be tested. Just like we were just tested on this show, right? And we weren't dedicated to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yom Suf would have just shut the book and text Katriel, text Sister Abiyah, text to countless listeners and say, hey, it's over with. No. We're just like Joshua and Caleb. We keep pushing. Don't we, Contreras? We keep it moving.
No doubt. Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel, trying to be like all of them, son, that was dedicated, devoted, committed their lives to our master, our creator, our king, our father, Yah. There's nothing else.
Yes, and we're devoted to him. So we got to keep it pushing. And you should be, too. You're going to be tested. But you should keep moving in the right direction.
Like Sade say, nothing can come between us. Me and
Yah. Truth be told. You got to have the mind of Joshua and Caleb. You got to keep it moving.
Yep.
And evildoer gives heed to falsehood. If you are an evildoer, it is part of your innate nature, as in the case of Donald Trump, to listen to false lips. That's why he got so many people that keeps coming to his rallies. Why? Because they're evildoers, and they listen to false lips. They subscribe to them. They love them. It's a classic indicator, Donald Trump and his followers.
And listen, he going to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, where the Dakota and Lakota Indians live.
Exactly.
If you know anything about the history of the Lakota and Dakota Indians,
the Sioux tribes,
these Europeans stole their land because they found gold on the land. They made treaties and pacts, stole their land, and they never gave it back or repaired anything to this day.
No, they didn't give it back. They built four idols. They got four idols there, four idols on Mount Rushmore. They built four idols.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And them dudes killed their people, put our people in slavery, but you going to Mount Rushmore. How dare you?
Well, they're going to get some rush and some more, too, pretty soon.
Yeah, because he's stirring up the karma for what these people have done to our people, and he's stirring up the karma for what they've done to the indigenous people of this land. You took their land. You lied to them, made pacts and treaties and covenants with them that you broke, that you never intended to keep, and you still got them. When they was willing to let you in.
Colder.
In dire condition. Colder. You won't even let the Mexicans in. They have like thousands of year history in this land. So, calm as a bitch.
In it though. Brothers and sisters, this is for you. The next time you go somewhere, you're shopping, you see a homeless man or a homeless woman, you see someone in dire need and so on and so forth. This should be applicable in order for you to know what you need to do. Don't reproach these people, okay? And it says this. He who mocks and you mock. See, look at her nasty there. Look at his triton behind. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. You better be very careful what you say about people that's in need, homeless people, people that don't have a whole lot. You better be two nickels to rub together. Be very careful what you said to people and about people.
But it just shows the sadness of life, because nobody should be poor. If all living was following the path that Yah gave all mankind, because all mankind don't follow the path of Yah, we have poor, we have needy, we have inconsideration, we have heartlessness. We have bloodshed. We have murder. Because people refuse to follow the path of Yah. It don't have to be like that. Yah is offering living, everlasting life if you live it right, if you live it righteously. Right?
Well, I'm sorry, Katria. I'm sorry, listeners. I had to get my left. Because my eyes are not what they used to be, listeners. And so I had to move from the location I was in because I was hearing too much of an echo. And so my eyes ain't what they used to be. So I had to get me a lamp, just like the Most High Word is a light to my eyes and my soul. he who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. He or she that is happy when calamity comes will not go unpunished. When you're happy when calamity falls upon your brothers and your sisters, you won't go unpunished. You don't supposed to be happy when calamity comes upon your brothers and sisters.
Not just your brothers and sisters, but anybody that has the life and the breath of life of Yah. So when Donald Trump goes down, we can't be celebrating.
No, you're not supposed to be celebrating. Like, even when your enemies, even when your enemies fall, it's just a matter of fact, it shouldn't be room for celebration.
No.
Because why the Most High said it, he called it, and that's just the way it is.
You would hope and wish that they would change. They have a change in heart. But when you see them go down, don't gloat and don't boast.
No.
Like, you know, nah, not at all.
No, you don't do that.
No.
You don't do that. You know what's a crown to us old men? Or old women, our children should be a crown to us. They should be a joy to us. Our children should be a joy. And in most cases, they are the people that have a propensity to love the Most High with all their heart. You can see the joy a grandmother has with their grandchildren, or a grandfather has with their grandchildren. It's quite different than when you're raised by the parent. The relationship with the grandchild is a whole lot different to with you were raised with that parent. So that's a crown that's a crown for the old men and women. But the glory of children is their father. That's if their father is a man of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, we've gotten into this Western culture that they've taken the fathers at the equation. Just like the LGBTQ, sometimes X, Y, and Z, as in the Black Lives Matter movement, they've taken the men out of the equation, and they want to run things. But see, that's not how the Most High run things. The Most High run things in subsequent nature, the ends to the means, the A to the Z, and so on and so forth, the cause and effect. We want to do things the way we want to do things. We've taken the men at the equation. But the Most High don't take the men at the equation. Don't diminish their status. And he says, I didn't say it. The glory of the children is to their father.
Brother Yamsu.
Yo, my brother.
I want to go back to the first part of that sixth verse.
Okay, go back. Handle your business, brother.
Children are the crown of the age. That will be my grandchildren, right?
That's what I said. Your grandchildren.
So my grandson was over here because my daughter went out. You know, she was hanging out.
Right.
And my little grandson, he's a little aggressive. You know, he likes to attack people. You know, test his little skills. He's only 2 years old.
Right.
So I did a little V75 on him. I tripped him. He didn't see it coming. So it shocked him, and he started crying. So I picked him up. I started hugging him and, you know, gave him that love.
Right.
Because I know he messing with Grandpa. He don't know what Grandpa know.
Right. You let him know it. You don't know what Grandpa know now.
So he came back on another day, right?
Right.
I was laying down doing my little stretching.
Exactly.
And this little guy comes up and knees me in my face and gives me a busted lip.
He was determined. He was playing in that. Let me tell you something. He was playing in that.
Oh, yeah. Yo, he just dropped his whole body on me and hit me in the knee hit me in my mouth with his knee. Boom! I got a cut on my lip, a little dent in my gum. I'm like, oh, he got me. Okay. But yeah, I know. He a little warrior.
He going to teach you by tripping him.
So yeah, he's definitely the crown of the age. And
Exactly.
I see the warrior spirit in him. He only two, three years old.
I hadn't experienced grandchildren yet, and the Most High willing, I will one of these days. And I imagine they can be a distraction and a joy to me.
Hey, don't rush it. And trust me, you're going to get your ass out of each and every one of them.
Believe you me, I ain't rushing. my daughters can wait till they get 50 years old.
No. You don't want them to wait till
they get
50.
Come on,
man. Stop that, man.
50 girls get some age.
Say your prayers that they find a good Israelite brother while they in their youth and vitality. Because you don't want... My son asking how old your daughters are. Oh, I showed him pictures of your daughters.
Exactly.
But he ain't acting on that. My son is right here. He's in his mid-30s, late-30s. He wonder how old your daughters are.
Yeah, and my daughters are, 22 and 24.
22. Yeah, they babies. So my son, they too young.
Yeah, but see, they don't need no young fool.
Nah, my family is a young fool.
If we were back in the land, I would make that decision anyway.
Wait,
and it would be no young fool.
You call my son a young fool?
No, not him. Not his place. I'm talking about somebody their age. They don't need no young fool. I want somebody older than they are. Experience.
Nobody
been around the world and so on and so forth. So if we were in the land, our land, that would be my prerogative. And I wouldn't choose nobody 20 and something like that, man. No. Okay, listeners, excellent speech is not becoming to a fool, much less lying lips to a prince. So you can't expect excellent speech coming from the mouth of a fool, nor less a lying lips to a real prince, a prince of us.
So Donald Trump been lying. They've been calculating and adding up his lies.
He's not a prince of us. That's expected. His kind, you should expect that. I expect it, but I don't expect it from us, our friends.
I'm going to jump down to verse 11. It says, evildoers force the rebellion against Elohim. The messengers of death will be sent against them.
Truth be told.
Yeah. People keep rebelling against Yah. They don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they want to live the way they want to live in 2000.
Exactly.
20.
This is a rebellious nation, man. They rebelled against their king, and it became a nation because they rebelled. That's part of their innate nature, their rebellious nature. They rebelled against their president and caused the slaughter of many men and women in the so-called civil war, as if the war was so civil that they had a cup of tea on the battlefield and they went home. Come on.
That's why the wisdom of our ancient fathers is so important, because it addresses human nature.
Exactly.
It addresses good and evil. It addresses your compulsion, whether you're leaning towards the evil side or the good side. It addresses your emotions, how to control anger and things of that nature. So we need to master the Proverbs that King Solomon gave us. People point to being at King Solomon, oh, he married fine women, and, you know, he caused the nation to go into captivity. But he did us a great service in leaving us wisdom, which no other king did. And the more we master this wisdom that he left us, who he asked Yah for, it would be better for us to even, you know, be able to connect with our Creator in our time.
Yes, we definitely need to master this. We definitely need to become masters of our own culture instead of emulating other cultures. We need to become masters of our own culture.
And masters of ourselves, because that's what this is addressing.
Right.
Are you quick-tempered? Are you impulsive? Are you greedy? Do you, like, walk the path of wickedness? So it addresses you individually.
Exactly. That's why we should master our culture so we can master ourselves. A present is a precious stone in the eyes of his possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. We call them, I can't say it on the show. It started with an S. They keep up mess. And people like that to keep up mess, keep things going and going and going. You need them kind of people alone. Because they ain't trying to bring people together. They're trying to separate people. And we need to stay away from those kind of people. Rebuke is more effective for a wise man. Now, I could tell Cartrell something according to the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he's going to heed his counsel. But I can tell someone like Donald Trump said, did 100 blows on a fool. I didn't mean to laugh, but it's true, though. Cause can't nobody tell that fella nothing. So that's indicative of a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, as Cartier alluded to when reading that. Therefore, a cruel messenger will be sent against him, and it's true. And Donald Trump messenger is coming sooner or later. Let a man meet a bear rod of a cubs rather than a fool in his folly. That's why I don't argue with fools, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Because you talking about meeting a bear cub rod of a man, she is going stir crazy mad on you. Just imagine that the Most High said that you better to meet them than to meet a fool in his folly. Just in the case of Donald Trump and so on and so forth. And you catch somebody in the midst of their madness, when they're getting down with their madness, ain't no sense you talking to them. Because they down with whatever they're doing. They'll go up against and try to hurt you. And it's something serious. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. And that's true. If I do something good to Cartrell, and something good, then he does something evil to me, the Most High said, evil won't depart from his house. He ain't going to have no good. What goes around comes around, and he going to reap what he sowed. Cartrell, I'm sorry, I just use you as a metaphor, okay? All right?
I know you would never send evil to my house.
No. Because I know you would never return evil for good for me. So we good, bro.
And even if you did, I'm protected. I don't worry about who sending evil to my house.
Now, send it again, my brother.
I ain't worried about anybody that's sending evil to my house. It don't matter.
Me neither, because I'm not going to return evil for good. If somebody do me good, I'm not going to do them evil. It's just the way it is, bro. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. You know, if you release water, you can't catch it. You can't hold it. It's just released. You can't stop it. When you begin in strife, you have to have, don't start that. Don't start no mess. It won't be no mess. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. Stop it before it gets started, because once it gets started, you can't stop it. Just like water.
Don't start it. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
Exactly. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Elohim Yah. If you justify what wicked people are doing, but you condemn what Cartrell and Yom Suf is doing, if you're saying the LGBTQ, XYZ, and sometimes you and me, if they want us to have us and try to get at us, just like they did Lot, if you said they're okay, and Yom Suf and Cartrell is telling you the word of the Most High, you're an abomination to the Most High. Don't get the game twisted. Oh, it's true.
Brother Yom Suf.
Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
I think he's talking about Donald Trump in his verse. Michael Flynn.
It could apply to Donald Trump, too. If
Michael Flynn.
Hey, that's a wicked man. That man, the very same man, said, I take a Kit Kat and I grab by the what you know what.
Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent. That's Donald Trump.
Truth be told, in any regard, in
Yah
any regard.
Them both.
In any regard.
No doubt.
Where
Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, acquitting the guilty.
And the list goes on.
That's right.
They good men. But those football players taking a knee for us, shut.
Sons of bitches.
Shut them some of bitches up. Come on now. Stop it. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom? Since he has no heart for. We all have the purchase price for wisdom. The Most High offers wisdom to all of us. But even in that regard, a fool has no heart for it. Even though he has or she has the purchase price for it, they ain't going to never use it. That's just who they are. That's their innate nature. Every one of us has the purchase price of wisdom. Even fools.
You can't buy wisdom.
And they ain't got no heart, no mind for it.
You can't buy wisdom. The
exactly.
Fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom.
Exactly.
And that don't involve money.
Truth be told.
The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and that don't involve money.
But yet, contrary, they have the purchase price.
Uh-huh.
They have the purchase. Only thing they had to do is fear Yah. But that
that's
being said, they're not going to do that.
No.
Okay?
Right.
A friend loves all times, just like Carter and I. We love each other all the time. But a brother is born for adversity. And I got seven. Yes, we have our conflicts, but we love each other. But we have conflicts from time to time, but we love each other.
It says a brother's born.
Go ahead, brother.
A brother is born for a time of adversity. That's why Joshua had Caleb and Moses had Aaron. Yeah, got to have a partner and pull you through.
But Moses had to get on Aaron behind, too.
It didn't matter, though, because anybody's perfect. Anybody's perfect.
Yeah, when he went up the mountain to get the commandment, he come back, Aaron and made a golden calf. You know, he had to straighten Aaron up. Man, what you doing, bro? Come on, now.
Moses was there for Aaron because Aaron was facing adversity.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
but
look at
they
Aaron.
Love each other. Hmm? They love each other.
Absolutely. A brother is born for a time of adversity.
And
you and your brother.
That don't mean they don't love each other. They're going to have a certain amount of conflict.
That means they're going to come tighter together when the going gets tough. They're not going to abandon each other. They ain't going to run out on each other.
No.
When the times get tough, they ain't going to get tighter.
Well,
that's
how my brothers are. I mean, we have a certain amount of conflict. But
right.
I ride or die for them, as I suspect they would ride or die for me. It's just the way it is.
But that's how we should be as a people.
Exactly.
Because we face an adversity. Cops shooting us down in the street. Sisters disappearing. We have to get tight. Not be separate and try to do it on your own.
Exactly.
A brother is born for a time of adversity. In some adversity, you want to have a brother you could depend on, right?
Exactly.
Like, yo, we could do this. That brother's going to lift you up. You're going to lift him up.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to save each other. Iron sharpens iron.
Well, that has happened on several occasions for me with my brothers. They've came to my aid. And,
but you know what's funny, y'all?
Yo.
You know what's funny? Because we're the only people that talk about each other, my brother, my sister.
Right.
White people don't talk like that. Chinese people don't talk like that.
No.
No other people on the planet talk like us. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you crying. We talk brother and sister.
True be told. True be
brother.
Told.
We born for each other in the times of adversity. You got
to
help each other. That's
should be told. Should be. Should be. A man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge and becomes surety for his friend. You don't vouch for nobody. You don't go make a bank loan for nobody. You don't shake your hand in a pledge for nobody. Okay?
So, when we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, do we make ourselves surety for strangers?
Yep, you're pledging.
So we pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and we make ourselves surety for strangers.
Truth be told.
We don't understand it. But think about it. Meditate on that. I'm going to just drop that on y'all, because we should not be pledging allegiance to anything or anyone foreign to who we are.
Exactly. Exactly. He who loves transgression loves strife. He who exalts his gate seeks destruction. He who has a deceitful heart finds no good. He who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. And you will see this. You will see this very soon. He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow. If you born a child that is a scoffer, it is to your sorrow. And the father of a fool has no joy. My mama, she fathered a fool. She birthed a fool. But thanks to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in her latter days, by the blessings of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is no longer a fool. And that he is Yamsuf Ariz. I most certainly was a fool. I make no bones about it. And I caused my mother great anguish and my father too. But thanks to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm no longer that fool. And it's a blessing to my mother and my brothers and sisters, I assure you. Truth be told.
So you're not by yourself, Fox, because we all fools. In the eyes of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Truth be told, my brother.
And they are fathers. To have a fool for a child, and we the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, brings grief. There is no joy for the parent of a godless fool. So
exactly.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is turning over in their graves because we godless fools.
Exactly. And there was no joy. There's no joy for Abba to have birthed fools like us. A merry heart does good. That's why you got to always keep your mind with diligence, as the proverb said, because a merry heart does good, like medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bone. When you're down and out, you got the blues. Ladies sing the blues. Brothers sing the blues. Everybody sing the blues. It dries your bones up.
And why are they singing the blues? Because they don't see Yah's word, which gives us hope, which gives us a future, which shows us our destiny. So we shouldn't be crushed, and we shouldn't have the spirit of dryness in our bones.
Truth be told. Truth be told, my brother. A wicked man accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the ways of justice. And that's set evidence in regards to Trump. You can see that every day of the week in 24/7. Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding. If you got understanding, wisdom is in the sight of you. But the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. Ain't no hope. Ain't no hope for a fool. Pitiful. A foolish son is grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. I can attest to that. Also, hey, Diane, you ain't got to go there, brother. Leave that alone, country. Leave that alone. We got to go there.
Nah, your parents got to be proud of you right now, son. Must
oh,
be proud
but it's
of you.
True, cut. Oh, but it's true, Katria, my brother and friend. Oh, but it's true. I can attest to that. Also, the punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princesses for their unrighteousness. That's deep. Also, to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princesses for their unrighteousness. Uprightness. You don't put down an upright leader among us. Nor should you punish the righteous among us. It's not good. He who has knowledge spares his word. He who don't run his mouth off, talking loud, ain't saying nothing, which is constructed and posited and mostly immersed in the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when he says things, they're immersed in the dead, become an innate part of his characteristic. And he don't speak too much. Just jump into every conversation. And a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Ain't all riled up. Ain't always got the fisticuffs. Ain't always ready for a fight. That's the nature you should try to subscribe to. I'm working on it. I'm working on it, my brothers and sisters. And I'm becoming much of a calm. I think Abiyah of New York City can attest to that. That I'm having much more of a calm spirit. I think Contrail can attest to that. With his direction, I'm becoming a much more calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he ain't looking for fight. When he ain't looking for friction. When he ain't looking for fisticuffs. And when he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. And sometimes you think, people think you're smart by the words you say, of the accumulation of the words you say. But in our culture, we think people are wise by not running their mouth off about everything. We think a person like that is very perceptive. So monitor your word uses, brothers and sisters. Limit your word uses. And the words that you use, use it to heal and inform and so on and so forth. Not just to fill the air with your conversation and you ain't talking about nothing. Okay? That's not perceptive. All right, my brother and sister, we got Cartrell to bring us a wonderful Psalms. You know, we work just like Joshua and Caleb. We are a tag team duo, and I love it. It's an honor working with this brother, because he's going to bring some Psalms to you from the king himself, King David.
Are you waiting on me, y'all? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you at Psalms 15. You ain't got there yet?
Psalm 14, man.
Oh, 14. My bad. Handle your business, brother.
Psalm 14.
No, you did that yesterday. The fool said in his heart, there is no God.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that?
No. Nope.
Oh, my bad. I apologize.
I'm always three behind you. You read 17, right?
You right, bro.
17 minus 3 is what?
My bad.
14.
Okay.
So, this is not really a prayer, but this is wisdom from King David, like we just read from King Solomon, because he's not praying to y'all. He's dropping some science, and what does he say? The fool says in his heart, there is no Elohim, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. Yah looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek Elohim. So what's the mission of man? What should we be doing?
We should be seeking the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Along with understanding, we know that we have to chase wisdom, because wisdom is understanding, and it's the path to Yah. It says, all have turned away. How many have turned away?
All. Everyone.
All have become corrupt. How many have become corrupt?
Everyone.
There is no one who does good, not even one. That's crazy, right? Because you know people walking around thinking they're so righteous, holy, holier than thou. You can't touch them. You can't shake their hand. You can't give them a pound. How many did y'all say was doing good and turned away and does good?
Okay,
he said,
well,
no.
Let me put it to you this way, my brother. Zero.
Not you, Yah Sufari. Not me, Brother Katria of New York City.
Zero.
I ain't on that list. I'm not on that list. You ain't on that list. He
Truth
said, no. Not even one. You gonna argue with the Most High? Who gonna argue with the Most High? Well, yeah, I think you like you need glasses. I'm the one right here doing good. You don't see me. Ooh-wee.
You said it again.
Do all these evildoers know nothing? Evildoers. How many evildoers on earth are that don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
No one.
It's in the billions, man. How many people are? 6-7 billion?
Yep.
And guess what? What is Yah's watching? He said, they devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on Yah. Uh-oh. The nations better watch out. Because what they doing to our people? He said, they devour my people. You think you're going to get away with devouring Yah's people, putting your knee in their neck, putting us in prison, locating us to where we drinking lead in our water, and we're living on toxic sites? You think you're going to get away with devouring Yah's people forever?
I don't think they are.
Huh?
I don't think so.
And you know they never call on Yah. Who they call on? They call on science, right? You call on Zalski. You call on NASA. You call on the Alphabet Boys. Okay. Don't call on the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We calling on him because he's our salvation. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For Elohim is present in the company of the righteous. How many of us can raise our hand and say we're trying to walk the path of righteousness?
Exactly.
I'm trying to raise my hand because I'm trying to walk in the path of righteousness. And I know that Yah's presence is with me because I call upon him all the time. I don't know about you. I don't know who you calling upon. But trust me, I know that Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is with me. Because I'm 64 years old. I grew up in Harlem. You know what they said about my generation? That we wasn't going to go past 30 years old.
Hey. You live a little bit better than me. It wouldn't be with me. It was 20.
Yeah, Mississippi, Tennessee. I feel for you. We wasn't going through that kind of cracker pressure, redneck.
Exactly.
Confederate flag pressure in New York. No, but they try to kill us in New York too. Believe me, with drugs. And guns and violence. We wasn't like that all the time. Trust me, we wasn't like that until the 70s. We went into Vietnam and started bringing opium and heroin and cocaine into our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods vastly changed after that. Vastly. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. Because in the 60s, we stood up for each other. From coast to coast. When they did Emmett Till the way they did him, our people rose up and said, like, no, you can't be doing us to young brothers like that. Right?
Exactly.
But anyway, that's why Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King were so resonating amongst our people, because we had an ear for each other. But now everybody's in their own zone. It's the I generation.
Exactly.
The Most High say they devour my people as though they're eating bread. To this day, right? They devour people as though they're eating bread. They never call on Yah. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. But Elohim is present in the company of the righteous. That's what we have to know. Like he was with Joseph, like he was with Daniel, like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like he was with Ezra and Nehemiah and all the prophets. In the midst of their trouble and trials and tribulations, Yah is still with us today. Can you feel him? Do you know that he's with you?
Most certainly.
If you don't know, you better start opening up your eyes, because while you're breathing the breath of life, nobody else gave you that but the Most High. So, it says for Elohim is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but Yah is their refuge. Are we poor? Are we needy?
Most certainly.
And who is our refuge? You know what a refuge is?
Yeah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
We got refugees all over the world, and that's where they encamp. That's where they live. Not in the cities, not in the suburbs, not in the rural areas, but they refugee in tent camps, right?
Exactly.
So if you don't know that Yah is your refuge, then you're in trouble. We're not depending on the UN or the Red Cross or anybody else to be our refuge. If you're thinking about anybody else being your refuge, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble if you don't know that Yah is your refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel will come out of Zion. Salvation is already spelled out for the nation of Israel after this captivity. Salvation is already spelled out. He said, I'm not going to deliver you like I delivered you out of Egypt, but like unto the times I scattered you to the four corners of the earth. So we do have salvation. It's not through Jesus on the cross. No, Yah has his salvation for the nation of Israel. And who's salvation for? It's not for the world. Oh, that salvation for Yisrael will come out of Zion when Yah restores his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. So the message of Christianity doesn't comply with what the Old Testament is saying, which is why they hide the Old Testament from our people. Because what Yah is saying for us is not what the New Testament is saying. And in churches and all the denominations that they have is what Yah designed for us as a people. So Yah's going to restore us. And Jacob's going to rejoice, and Israel is going to be glad. Are you with it, part of it, or are you going to continue to rebel against Yah?
All right, my brother and friend, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Listeners, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People study show. We are on Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Central Time. We're not a national show. We are an international talk show. We're heard all over the universe. That's why they try to mother us sometimes, unfortunately, as just in the case of today. And I had to come in through the back door. I do apologize, but may the Most High direct and order your steps and lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. But I want to thank my brother and friend, Katria from New York City. It's an honor working with you, doing the work of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's an honor and a privilege to serve with you. I look forward to seeing you in the land one of these days, the Most High willing, along with the rest of us. Listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People Show. May the Most High bless you. Direct and order your steps and stop leaning to your own understanding. The Most High left his word. You ought to study it. And once you've studied it, you must apply it. Therein lies your solution. We love you. Shalom.
Getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell. When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers say? What else is new, my friend? Besides what I dream. Came
find no work, can't find no job, my friend.
Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yes. What's happening? What's happening, my man? Are they still getting down where we are going down? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's all right. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening, brother?
Say it, man. Woo.
What's happening, brother?
What's been shaking up and down the line?
I'm slightly behind the time.